Do you know tweens, kids under 13, who are on Facebook? They're not supposed to be. Besides the fact that Facebook's minimum age is 13, there is federal law which bans children under 13 from opening social media accounts without verifiable parental consent. But millions of kids under 13, often with their parents' approval, simply enter a fake birth date to open a social media account. But is it something they and their parents are ready for? We want to bring in some experts. Deborah Kotz is a mom and health blogger for the Boston Globe. Hello, Deborah.
Hi there.
And Dr. Michael Rich is an adolescent medicine physician who heads the Center on Media and Child Health at Children's Hospital in Boston. Welcome, Dr. Rich.
Hello.
Dr. Rich, to you first. Just to put this issue in perspective for parents, you recently surveyed some tweens here in suburban Boston, and you found out some jaw-dropping things about tweens and social media use.
I did. Interestingly, these were all kids in sixth grade, so they were 11 and 12 years old. 42% of them were already on Facebook, even though theoretically Facebook is 13 and up. The other very interesting thing that sort of rocked me was that 6% of them said that they had been asked for photographs of themselves by someone they didn't know through their social media site.
Wow. And Deborah, it turns out you broke the law because, like millions of other parents, you let your son sign up for Facebook before he turned 13. Why? What were your reasons?
Well, first of all, I didn't know I was breaking the law at the time. Had I known that it was a federal law, I probably would have thought twice about it and actually explained to my son that this was against the law. Now, it's not a law that we're going to be arrested for breaking, but it is something that our members of our government felt was important enough to actually write down, to say that children deserve some sort of privacy before the age of 13.
And Deborah, you were telling us about your son getting on Facebook. Tell us more.
When my son signed up, and I did know that he was signing up, it was a few months before his 13th birthday, and I allowed him to put a fake birthday in there. I think he even uses a fake name or gives fake stats about himself just for fun. And I think that's pretty harmless because, you know, the friends that he's making are people that he knows. He's only allowed to friend people that he knows.
Well, you see it as pretty harmless, entering in a fake birth date, fake information. Dr. Rich, what's your view on that?
Well, from my perspective, there are two issues here. The first is that 13 is a pretty arbitrary number. It does not necessarily fit with any major developmental change in the kids' brains. And in fact, if we were to wait until they had their full executive functions to bear on protecting themselves and impulse control, et cetera, we'd be waiting until they were in their late 20s. But that being said, I think that the law, as sort of broad brush as it is, was created really to respond to the fact that kids of this age don't have all of the functions in place necessary to really understand the implications of what misrepresenting themselves might be. I think the other issue, and this is not meant in any way as a criticism of you, Deborah, is that unfortunately when a parent does that, they essentially are modeling for their children that it's okay to misrepresent yourself, to basically lie about yourself, and that you are, we have to remember that kids hear about 1% of what we say and 100% of what we do.
Well, Deb, that must be tough to hear, and I understand.
I apologize.
Okay. Well, Deb, I understand that you won't be doing that with your younger children.
That's right. I have an 11-year-old, and he's going to have to wait until he's 13, unless they change the law, which I've heard that there's some murmurings about. I know that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is trying to get the law changed to allow younger children to be on the site. If that were to be the case, I probably would then allow him to be, you know, on that site with certain restrictions. Of course, at the moment, he hasn't asked, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Well, Deb, what stories do you hear among friends about tweens on Facebook or parents who allow them to do it?
Well, I've heard some pretty unsettling information, actually. One of my son's friends, who is also just turned 13, they went into a chat room, a bunch of kids together, and they actually were bullying one of the kids. And I don't even know if they knew that it was bullying per se. They kind of brought the kid into the chat room with them. They were all IMing each other, and they were telling him that some girl liked him, and he's trying to convince him of that, even though it was a complete lie. But, you know, there were a number of children who were involved in this and sort of putting one over on this kid. And, you know, at that point, I talked to my son, and I said to him, you know, under no circumstances are you allowed to ever do something like that. We talked about, you know, what's the right behavior on this site, what's the wrong behavior on this site. But, you know, you can't always necessarily identify everything in advance that they may be doing. So it's also a matter of really keeping up with them. And I do make a point. My older daughter is a teenager. She's also on the site. And I do make a point to friend both of my kids. And periodically, I'd say maybe 2 or 3 times a week, I go on their Facebook pages just to see what they're up to.
Great, by the way. I strongly recommend that parents have as a condition of their child having a Facebook site that they are friends with them.
But they can't get into the chat room when the bullying is going on. And I know this has been an issue at my children's school, where there was a disturbing incident of cyberbullying in the sixth grade among sixth graders using a language that was offensive, racist, sexist, homophobic, that the principal said they never would have used in person and that they're good kids at school. Dr. Rich, do kids behave differently online?
Absolutely. Many of our institutions, including our schools, often say it's not our problem, it's not ours to police. If we remember the issue of Phoebe Prince in South Hadley, Massachusetts, whether it was true or not, the sort of position that the school administration took was, we had no idea this was going on, it was happening off campus, so it's not our problem.
And eventually she killed herself because of that bullying.
Exactly. And one of the things that I would say is that this is a perfect example of how kids of this age really don't have either the life experience or mature form of empathy that allows them to even understand that they're bullying a kid. You know, they're just talking trash in their mind. They're just having fun in their mind.
Dr. Rich, you heard what Deb does a couple times a week, checks in on her children's Facebook accounts. Is that enough? And what more can parents do? And how should they talk to their kids about how to use Facebook safely?
Well, I think that every kid is different. And there are 11-year-olds who can handle social media well, and there are 18-year-olds who can't. So the first step is to really understand your child. And then remembering and reminding the child that this is a tool. It's a tool that does certain things extraordinarily well, far better than any technologies we've had before. But it also opens up huge potential problems that we've never faced before, and that we need to deal with it in an open way. A lot of times parents will say, can you give me hardware and software that'll do this job? And I said, the best hardware to use is a dining room table. And the best software is what you put in your own kid's head, because there's no software you can put in the computer that they can't get around, for starters, but that also will be a perfect protection.
With all these restrictions and ways to control it, it makes you wonder, as one reader wrote to you, Deborah, why does a tween even need a Facebook account? Do you think it's worth it?
You know, I mean, it's a tough call. I think it's hard to be the parent to say, no, you can't be on the site when all of their children's friends are on the site. So I sort of take the tack of that this is a privilege. It's something that can be taken away from you at any time. I don't think social media sites are necessarily in a category in and of themselves. I think it's with anything that you're giving your child, there's always the risk that they may use it wrongly.
Absolutely. And, you know, it applies to driving or anything else. You give them a little freedom. You see what they do with it. If they can take responsibility, you give them the next increment of freedom. When they abuse it or make a mistake, you pull back.
Dr. Rich, to wrap up this conversation about tweens and Facebook, I'm wondering if you think social media is bad for tweens, or there is an acceptable amount used in the correct way.
I don't think social media, or any media for that matter, are inherently bad for kids. It is how we use these media and what we use them for, the context in which we use them, that make all the difference. So I think that what it's about is they're trying to meet other people, they're trying to understand how to interact with other people, they're trying to understand how to talk to and develop relationships with members of the opposite sex. And yes, they're going to be clumsy the first two or three or 15 times they try it, but only by trying it will they get better. I think that what we need to look at is the unique features of social media that both are potential wonderful tools to allow them to try out different ways of behaving in a safer environment, and then determine what aspects of that use are healthy and safe and which ones are problematic.
Dr. Michael Rich is an adolescent medicine physician and director of the Center on Media and Child Health at Children's Hospital in Boston. And Deborah Katz is a mom and health blogger for the Boston Globe. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.